But we are so
Love
happy
Talk
to have
Radio.
On here today at the Alive to Thrive program.
Welcome to Friday, and welcome to Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Each week, Brenda brings you interesting guests and timely topics to uplift and motivate you to be all that you can be today and for all your tomorrows. Join Brenda and Alive to Thrive every Friday at noon Central Time, right here on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Brenda Fraser.
Well, it is not Brenda Fraser. I am happy to welcome each of you onto the program today. My name is Reverend Pat Powers, and I am filling in for Brenda today. So along with me, I believe we have our call-in guest, who is Lauren Lane Powell. Lauren, are you with us?
Hi, Reverend Pat. How are you?
I am awesome. It is awesome to hear your lovely voice. And as we come together today for this program, we are all focused on the same thing, and that is that we are alive on this planet to thrive, which is the name of the program. So as I bring you on board, Lauren, with a new book just about to come out, with a whole program that is falling into place about your current experiences of being alive to thrive, tell us just a little bit about what appeals about this program to you.
Well, as you know, and most of your listeners probably do not, I am dancing with cancer for a third time. And being alive to thrive means I get to embrace it, to learn how to love my body through it, to learn how to make peace with chemo-dremo treatments a third time, to recognize that, yes, everything is a gift, and show me how to do this even better than I have the first two times. So the book is called, very appropriately, Holy Shift. Everything's a gift. It is about and around my first cancer dance.
Which I will say you did very publicly on Facebook.
Yes. And a lot
you
of
were
those
someone
comments
who,
will be a part of the book. You betcha.
So that was one of the things that I felt was a gift that you gave to us before you even knew how powerful, was that you were willing to take this stance and do it from the positive perspective that we, in our spiritual practice of spirituality, not so much individual religions, but spirituality, we know that there is a purpose for everything. And you approached this cancer dance believing truly within the depth of you there is a purpose.
Absolutely, absolutely. And in fact, instead of asking why me, which of course is the big question, and the only answer I ever got was, why not you? Instead, I started asking, how? Show me how to do this. And the first words I heard were, have fun with it.
Well, that doesn't seem to go with our logical mind that says, I'm taking a cancer dance. Okay, I'll be positive. I'll take a cancer dance, and now you want me to do what?
Exactly, exactly. And I had no idea what that looked like or what that meant. But as I was allowing and just being willing, okay, sweet spirit, you tell me to have fun with it. I don't have a clue what that looks like. You show me. One by one, ideas would filter through. And I noticed very, very quickly that as soon as I could have fun, having fun became my go-to place as a way of feeling better than I did 5 minutes before. And if the only thing I could do at the moment was try to have fun with whatever I was experiencing, I noticed my whole mood would lift, and consequently healing quickens.
There were several things that you did that most of us on the outside that saw the pictures that you would post of your beautiful self with your chemotherapy hat on, because with no hair, you find your temperature gauge gets all messed up. And you, instead of just discovering how much it feels good to have a soft hat, you started making them for your chemo buddies.
I did. So that was another way of having fun with them. I started making these hats that were so simple. Yeah, and they feel like hair on my shoulders. And as soon as I started wearing them for myself and recognizing how much fun they were and what they felt like, of course I wanted to share that with other people in chemo. So, yes, I'm looking forward to making my hats again for the third time. You bet.
Very good. Very good. Well, it is just such a joy to hear a story that has been captured in book form. So tell us about a little bit about the book, and then we'll go into your music and who you are musically. So
wonderful.
Tell us a little
bit
about this fantastic book, Holy Shift, Everything's a Gift. I have had the privilege of seeing some of the things like the cover art, and I know how powerful it is to see the way that you spell the word cancer. Most of us spell it C-A-N-C-E-R, cancer.
Right.
Lauren spells it C-A-N-S-W-E-R. In other words, cancer, and within it she finds an answer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Pat. Well, I started documenting my journey thinking, of course, I was asking for prayer support and it would be a therapeutic way of expressing myself. It was all about me at first. And as soon as I recognized that, oh my gosh, this is actually a ministry and means a lot to other people too, the book was formulated by the actual Facebook posts that I put out daily during the first dance, which included 4 surgeries, a colostomy reversal, 18 weeks of chemo, losing my hair, having it grow back in, I mean, all that surrounded it, I was just posting a daily diary. And people were commenting such loving, beautiful thoughts as I was reminding them that I get to heal from this. When you talk about me, and I know you will, please remind people that Lauren gets to heal from ovarian cancer. Not Lauren has it. I never call it my cancer. It's my cancer dance. And that just lifts everything up. So as I was working through this myself, I discovered that other people going through the same thing benefited a great deal just from a holy shift of perspective. A different way to look at things. We are so used to reading the internet and all the scary things about chemotherapy, and this cancer only has a 4% chance of survival. I know if I had studied what ovarian cancer looked like to most other people, I may not have been here for very much longer. So knowing that I get to do it myself and change the way it looks through my spiritual guidance is what the book is about, and it's just so exciting now to be able to share it in a form that will be globally received.
One of the gifts that you shared was you changed the idea that chemotherapy is poison, and I hate these hours that I sit here, and I dread how sick I get.
You
took that concept that most of us who are not in the cancer dance have no idea what it would be like to sit in that chair and know what is dripping into your body. And yet you decided to change all that and make it chemo dreamo, and this is a chance for me to sit with my feet up and hang with my new buddies and make
hats.
Yep.
And
that's phenomenal.
And I actually started looking forward to chemo after the first 2 treatments because it forced me to be still and in a place of just presence. I couldn't be anywhere else, and I chose not to read a book or listen to radio or watch a television, which is what most people would be doing under fluorescent lights, all sitting together on those hard, not-so-easy chairs. I knew that I could ask for and get a private room, dim the lights, make that whole entire time a meditation And what came through that, Pat, was an opportunity to bless the actual chemo bag itself. I wrote love, peace, and joy on the bag as it came in before it dripped into me. And the music I listened to.
I want the audience to just wait a second and really hear. You wrote words on the bag because we've learned from Dr. Emoto's work and from our own experience in life that words have power.
Absolutely.
And you decided to make healing, loving approach to even the liquid in the bag, love, peace, and joy on the bag.
Especially the bag. You betcha. You betcha. Knowing what most people think about what chemotherapy represents, I got a chance to change it from the inside out, and consequently, it worked for me.
So this book is coming out how soon?
I'm hoping by Christmas, but I'm not positive. She's really working on it. I know it's it is a work in progress, but it will be within a couple of months. It's real exciting.
Okay. So if we wanted to get a hold of you, our best methodology is to go to harmoniesofhealing.com. And
correct.
That is your main central location of where you're speaking, teaching, singing, presenting, starting new choirs around the country and maybe the globe. I don't know where you'll go, Lauren Lane Powell. You
exactly.
Amaze me every day. So
thank you.
You know that book is coming out and that we'll have an opportunity. If it's before Christmas, awesome. If it's not, we know we'll take 2017 by storm. With
absolutely.
Harmonies of Healing is a way to stay in touch with that. Is there a Facebook page for that as well?
There is. It's Harmonies of Healing Facebook page as well. And my Timeline Facebook page is under my name, Lauren Lane Powell. And both of them are
awesome.
Pretty active. So Harmonies of Healing is where you'll hear more about the book and the products coming out and the lessons and all that fun stuff.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing so much of this journey with us as a public audience. What I would like to do right now is share just a little piece of your music called Healing Has Happened. Let me see if I can operate my dashboard and get it on board to play. I just want to say, wow, healing has happened with such beautiful harmony. At this time, I'd like to take just a momentary pause and thank the sponsor of this show, which is Brenda Fraser's Alive to Thrive program on Blog Talk Radio. It is sponsored by Butterfly and Moon, one of the cutest shops on South Main in all of St. Charles, Missouri. We have a quaint area that goes back in time. And at Christmas, they have Christmas Santas from around the world, and they have a whole frontier-style approach, 1800s sort of choirs and carolers at Christmas. Well, not to be outdone at Halloween, they have an incredible program called Lanterns and Legends, and it is happening with a pumpkin glow. So if you can imagine how fun it would be to be on Main Street in St. Charles, to be right down there with all the shoppers on the cobblestone streets, to have pumpkins glowing in and around all the stores, and know that tonight at Butterfly and Moon, you can have your tarot card reading by Madam K from 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock. This is awesome. You can shop, you can have a card reading, you can enjoy the pumpkin glow, you can have tea all at Butterfly and Moon in South Main of, I believe the number is 814 South Main, St. Charles, Missouri. Alive to Thrive is sponsored by the Butterfly and Moon, beautiful, delightful, quaint shop. So not only could you get tea, and not only could you have your tarot card reading, you can find the fashion items of the season, and that fashion item is the wrap. So just know that if you're looking for the most wonderful, soft, unique wrap in town, you're going to find it at Butterfly and Moon. So thank you so much for them sponsoring this program. And we will continue, Lauren, to kind of come back into conversation. As we have heard your song, tell us a little bit about the beauty of those harmonies and healing has happened. How did that happen?
Well, thank you so much, Pat. It was actually during chemo dreamo treatments the first time on my drive home when I was a passenger and staying with that wonderful meditation. And as I was just telling my body to continue to heal through what I was just in and around, which was chemotherapy that day, what came to me in the meditation were those words, healing has happened. And I know that through singing, through vocalizing, through using those beautiful tones, it does something to my vibration. It does something to the body's vibration. When I incorporated it with a singing bowl, the vibrations all combined to go into my body to promote exactly what it was I was affirming. And it just felt like a solidification and an end of that wonderful meditation that I called Chemo Dreamo to end with that particular song.
Well, it is one of those pieces that the longer you listen, the more you want to listen. That as you sit that piece of music, that you can feel it and feel it vibrate within you. You have an entire ministry of music. So we've talked about the cancer dance. Let's focus on the rest of who Lauren Lane Powell is, which is someone who teaches. You actually have a program where you will send a packet of information and CDs on how to sing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Knowing full well how healing singing is. My mom sang to me when I was in utero. She sang to me as I was coming out of her almost. She sang to me growing up using mnemonic devices to teach me things that I didn't otherwise understand. I knew from before I came through how important music and, more importantly, singing was to overall health, well-being of body, mind, and spirit because of how it made me feel being sung to. When I started singing myself, I started embodying that feeling that I no longer needed an external force and recognizing how good it feels to sing. My logical move then was to go to college, get my degree, overcome a lot of my education, mind you, and then return to what felt the best in how to sing from the core muscles, from the muscles that every body has. And the beauty of this is that it works for everybody. Everybody can sing
well,
on key and with a beautiful tone. I know you were.
Add that piece on key one more time because it is an amazing process and you can take someone who has very little self-confidence in their singing voice. I have much self-confidence in my voice, but not as a musician. And you turn that concept into yes, I can.
Awesome. Awesome. And I believe it works, Pat, because it's so physical. It takes you out of your mind. You're not judging yourself. You're really not able to. You're making silly sounds, and it all comes from the central part of the body. So it puts you in your body and out of your mind. And what a lovely place to be to heal and sing.
Hey, there's you another book title, In Your Body and Out of Your Mind.
Yep.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I know that those kinds of things that you help people with are incredible, but not only do you teach those of us that don't believe we can sing, that yes, we can, you are working currently in what is one of the most amazing gifts to the community of dying people that I have ever heard, as you work with the choirs. Would you please share, because this is a Blog Talk program, this is something that can be accessed on archives. As you and I move through our days, we can remind people they could go back and listen to this interview and find out a little bit about the work that Lauren Lane Powell is doing to make the world a greater place. So tell us
Excellent.
About the choir process.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, when I was healing through my first cancer dance, I began posting a song a day on Facebook. One of my new Facebook friends, never met her in person, asked me if she could use one of my songs for the Threshold Choir. And I said, sure, I would love that. What's a Threshold Choir? I had no idea. I looked them up online, which is thresholdchoir.org, and it is a international organization of about 150 choirs now that practice at least once a week or so en masse in large groups, small groups, wherever they meet, and then go in on to hospice at bedside, no more than three people at a time, and sing a cappella, beautiful harmonies, very, very soft, to uplift and soothe. And very often, the person makes their transition either while we're singing or shortly thereafter, just because they're so wonderfully soothed and relaxed. And we're outreaching now to different places. My choir is going to come sing to me during chemo. We're thinking about singing for dialysis. It's not just for the dying anymore, but that is where the main focus has been since its inception in 2000 by our founder, Kate Munger, in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Well, then
and
you
it is
found
by
your
far
way
the most
to become one of the singers and are writing music. Is that right?
Oh, yes. I have been writing music since I was 12. And singing for the Threshold Choir is not only the most sacred way I've ever used my voice, it is one of the most receptive areas that I can now write music for. The songs we sing, because they're so soothing, are very easy to sing with multiple harmonies, so they're very easy to listen to. And they just flow out of me. We have in our own little choir here in Bloomington, Indiana, three or four of us write music that are now being sung all over the country, all over the world.
So do you know if somebody around the Blog Talk radio program would like to find out, they would just go to thresholdchoir.org and see if there's a group in their own city?
Absolutely.
And
if there's
not,
they can start one. Absolutely.
And they can start one. You probably know how to help with that. So you can always
I am
find
one of the
help.
Threshold
Harmony.
Choir midwives. You betcha.
Oh, wow, that's a beautiful idea. Yep. The midwives of hospice choirs.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So they actually have conferences and conventions, and I think you have probably attended those. Is that correct?
Several, yes, I have.
So that is one of the ways that people around the country might decide they'd like to find out more, because the vibration of all of those beautiful harmonies of soothing, loving words as someone is trying to settle their body and letting their conscious spirit move to the next plane, it is a beautiful and sacred time, and yet the family is tense and frightened not knowing what to expect, nor does the person. And so there in the midst of all of that energy comes a vibration of peace, love, and joy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And my sister and I got to sing for our mother as she transitioned. We got to witness firsthand how the love process of getting out of my mind and into my body through singing helped us help mom through. And even though it was painful and the grief process is ongoing, singing still helps us. And it sure helped my mom. And what a wonderful way for her to transition, listening to her daughter sing.
Well, and you and your sister Kristen have some fantastic music that you have shared over your careers. People probably do not know much about you, my friend. Perhaps we should tell them that you have spent a lifetime singing, acting, dancing, entertaining, teaching us to sing. I met you many years ago at a conference in Atlanta, south of Atlanta, and we had an instant connection. I would say we have probably been through this dance together in other lifetimes. If you believe in reincarnation, I think we've probably been more than one time.
I'll bet
so. And I know that just being with you, you are physically a beautiful woman. You are delightful and lovely and live, and you have always, in my knowing you, been a healthy eater and a vibrant exerciser and a yoga practicer and someone who would juice for a fast. You always loved and took care of your body so beautifully. And you provided beauty back to the world. You had dresses that you sold, these gorgeous goddess dresses. And so my memory of you is that when I said, oh, I wish you had one that would fit me, you said, of course I do, and it'll look lovely on you. And I had the most fun feeling pretty in a goddess dress thanks to you.
Well, thank you. And I got to practice loving what is on the road when I was healthy, when I was working out, when I was doing the best I could with my body. I knew that when I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, that it was not something I was doing wrong. I wasn't eating the wrong things. I wasn't thinking the wrong things. I wasn't not forgiving. I had been there, done that. So I was so clear. This may not even be as much for me as it might be for other people to witness just how to do it differently, whatever that means.
Well,
and it just, it became very interesting. Thank you.
Yes, it has been an interesting thing to see, but I can, as I'm telling that story, I can see myself in the zebra stripe dress as I would go into a spin with this big hemline on the goddess just spinning out around me. It was a beautiful thing to feel like I was dancing as a goddess that day. And from that time forward, we had many experiences as I would go into a workshop with you and you would bring together the vibrations of our chakras along with the healing harmonies of the musical crystal bowl. Tell us a little bit about your crystal bowl ministry.
Oh, my goodness. Well, when I can't tone for myself, when my voice wasn't strong enough or when someone else's voice isn't quite to the point that they can use it for their own relaxation and healing, I recognize that the singing bowls in all their different shapes and sizes have the kinds of quality of sound that can go into the body very penetrably, break down blockages, move things around, put back into place what might be in discord. And even though I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, I was using the bowls every single day in my work for 12 and a half years on the road before I was diagnosed. And perhaps, I have no way of confirming this, but perhaps the ovarian cancer was in those overly enlarged ovaries and nowhere else. because of the work I was doing with the vibration. If the cancer was to be my gift, at least it hadn't spread and gone into different organs, and perhaps the healing work I was doing with the voice and the bowls was what kept it abated.
I can understand that, and I believe that that in and of itself, that focus on the fact that you had already prepared yourself by being strong, by having a great physical approach to life, to knowing that you have to bring it all into alignment and to not go to blame. So many of the times, you know, someone like myself, we may, on occasion, point those fingers back at ourselves and say, if only, and I should have. And I have heard you say more than once not to should on myself.
Right.
And
yeah,
so the same thing
it's
is true.
Too
it's
easy
the holy
to do.
Shift. We don't want to should.
Absolutely.
We don't want to should on ourselves. And so that
right.
is a beautiful thing. But the vibrations of the bowl bring something completely different. So at my church at Radiance Center in Belleville, Illinois, right off of West Belt and sitting behind the Papa John's, at Radiance Center, Lauren came and spent a Sunday with us and did some vibrational bowl work with the people where you put your feet down into the singing big crystal bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And you, as the healer, tell people to just go ahead and let themselves feel the vibration. And you feel it as it moves totally up your body with this wong, wong vibration. And then comes your voice.
Yeah.
And so Lauren does a toning to bring that full alignment for people. And you can actually see us as we lift our shoulders and begin to sit with a better alignment of our back, because something within us is singing us into alignment.
Yes.
It's a beautiful experience. So anyone who gets the opportunity to go to a singing bowl meditation, whether it's Lauren's or it's anyone, it is something that will absolutely be an experience that you will never forget. And if you have a chance
absolutely.
To experience Lauren Lindell doing these singing bowls, I would encourage you to definitely put it on your calendar to be at that event. So if they want to know some of the things you're doing, you can find all that out at HarmoniesOfHealing.com. I certainly want to get that right. Right now, I'm going to take a little bit of a commercial break on behalf of Alive to Thrive, the radio program brought to you by Brenda Fraser most of the time. Guest host today is Reverend Pat Powers, that's me, and I am the spiritual director at the Radiance Center for Spiritual Living, and our address is 626 North 38th Street, Belleville, Illinois. We are an open, loving, welcoming congregation. We are small, but we are positive that forms as we transform our lives. We know that as we change our thinking, we change our outcome. And so that is what we teach at this church. We have services that begin with a silent meditation at 10:45 with the church service from 11 to noon. And I would encourage anyone in the Belleville area to please find your way to us. But a special event is taking place tomorrow on Saturday the 29th. And what is taking place on Saturday the 29th is a rummage sale at the Radiance Center. So the congregation has been gathering things and placing them up for that particular event. We have had Peggy Anderick, all my gratitude goes to this sweet lady, who has organized this sale. And there will be a lot of fun taking place at, from 8 to 4 at the rummage sale at the Radiance Center for Spiritual Living. So that's my commercial for them. My commercial for the actual host of the show is from Butterfly and Moon. Butterfly and Moon is a delightful, quaint shop. There is no other way to term it, at 814 South Main in St. Charles, Missouri. It is located with the river behind it. It has the cobblestones in front of it. It is a part of this incredible experience that is taking place tonight called Pumpkin Glow. So from 5 to 8, not only can you get a beautiful sample of a fantastic tea, you can find, I'm sure, some pumpkin treats, but you could get the latest of fashion right there at Butterfly and Moon. The tarot card readings tonight are from 5 to 8. But if you can't get out there tonight, on Friday night, and you have a chance to be out on Saturday, there will be sacred card readings by someone whose name is Rain Dancer, and that is also from 5 to 8. So find your way to Butterfly and Moon as you go out to the Pumpkin Glow, or as you go out to the Legends, which is where there's ghost stories and characters of the olden days are all roaming the streets for Halloween. So make your way. Find out there are hay rides taking place in St. Charles on Main Street. This is really quite a booming, family-oriented place that you can go have some Halloween fun. And you will definitely find a treat if you step your way into Butterfly and Moon. So we have a few minutes left, and I believe that will give most of the audience a little bit of information about our sponsors. So once again, as we come back to talk just a little bit more to Lauren Lane Powell and find out, is there another thing that this woman could actually have done? So we've talked about your dance with cancer. We've talked about your writing a book. We've talked about your living publicly on Facebook. We have talked about the fact that you teach people to sing. We have talked about the fact that you have a healing ministry through the Transition Choir. Wrong name. They are called Threshold Choirs.
Yes.
So through the Threshold Choir, singing for people at bedside, writing music for your whole life since you were 12 years old, what else is there to talk about except I believe it is time to reveal how you are taking dance number 3 with cancer to a whole new way of experience.
Well, I am so glad you asked. While we were on the phone, my doctor called, and I wasn't able to reach her, but I know she has news for me as to when I start chemo-dremo the third time. While I have absolutely done everything, every protocol that has come my way, things that have worked to heal other people, been gluten-free, dairy-free, basically sugar-free, trying to stay off coffee, all of the wonderful things to help myself heal, as the numbers continued to grow up and as little tumors started to form and little lymph node involvement started to show, I got to be excited about going through chemotherapy a third time. Knowing what it looks like helps a great deal. I don't have the fear of the unknown, but I get to do it yet a better way than I did even the second time. Second time was easier because I didn't have all the surgeries to heal from. At the end, I was driving myself back and forth to chemo. I could barely believe I was in chemo. I would see my bald head in the mirror, and that was the only thing that reminded me, oh, yeah, I'm on chemo. This time, I have an added advantage of a community of singers, two choirs that are singing my songs, that are willing to come to treatment with me and sing my songs to me. And when they're not singing, they can meditate with me and listen to the stereo with the speakers of the music I'm meditating to and hold me in the light. I have opened this up to my community of friends and loved ones now, particularly because Mom and Dad have both passed since the last cancer dance. And knowing how painful it might be to experience this by myself, I decided I don't have to. Another part of my lesson and my gift is knowing I can ask for assistance and receive it. And these wonderful people are more than willing to come and spell each other and just be with me as often as I want them to be. And the best part, Pat, is I am going to be documenting this on video. I have a man who's very interested in helping me reach the next level of social media so I can even broaden my ministry more than it is. And he will be videotaping me every step of the way as I lose my hair, as the process happens, to demystify chemo-dremo on yet another level and to let people know that cancer is not always a death sentence and that, yes, you can have fun and this is the way we can do it together.
So there could actually be a documentary for Holy Shift Surgeon.
Do you see that? Isn't that exciting?
An ongoing documentary. How did you manifest this?
I don't know. I do know. I am embracing.
Well, the man doesn't
I'm embracing
live in
this. Yeah, I'm embracing this. It's just it's so exciting. Because I'm embracing it, because I'm willing, all kinds of things are falling into place. And they're falling into place in beautiful ways.
But there's a videographer who is willing to travel to you, am I correct?
No, he lives here in Bloomington now. Yep.
Oh, thank goodness. When I went out on Facebook to find him because, you know, he's willing to come and videotape people. I may want my picture taken someday. So I wanted to connect, you know, as we girls do. So
sure.
Facebook friend of mine, and I thought, oh, my goodness, he doesn't even live there. But he does live
there.
He's
in Colorado. Right, right. He just has not changed his address. He's only been in Bloomington for a year, but he is a master videographer and marketeer and is working at helping me process this and working through Facebook and all sorts of multimedia, getting things tied in and launch pages and things for my website. I have no idea what all he can do, but I know that this is what I have been needing for a long time, and the fact that he can videotape and document this and is willing to is just the most exciting thing. And Miles Eddy is going to be held in high esteem and going to be getting many, many jobs from this, I am sure.
Well, what I saw that was that the reason I wanted to be sure and include this particular segment in our interview process today is because mm-hmm. this is another way that we have become so attached to seeing and hearing what's going on. The new live video is quite exciting on Facebook. And right before this radio program, I did a live video saying I was excited about interviewing you today. And I can't wait until I can look up the statistics and see how many people saw that we were doing this interview, that we could find out how many people were able to log in and listen to this interview today. So I'm excited about some of the tools myself. On my page, Pat Towers, you will find Lauren's video. It was beautifully documented right there. As she says, here we are. We're getting ready to take a new journey. I watched her. I listened to her. I saw this, and I went, wow. This experience of being present with you in all of the cancer experience, from the holy shift, everything's a gift, to, oh, my goodness, how could this have happened again, to here we go again, to third
yep.
time's a charm, and now it's videoed. This, to me, is a way to demystify it all for way more than just you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if I can't figure out any other reason to go through this another time, that's enough. That's enough. I get to bring peace, love, and joy to chemo. And maybe eventually through the healing process, we won't need that anymore. That's obviously the goal. But while it's here, let's heal from it. Let's use it to our advantage, because if I go in there with fear, it's not going to work for me.
There is a tie between what we think and what we experience.
Absolutely.
And I think this is one of the ways that when we are living our spirituality, we realize we are human beings having a spiritual experience, but we are also spiritual beings having a human experience. And when we can remember that there is a divine purpose underneath the wings of every activity, it helps.
It sure does, and that I like the way you put that. There's a divine activity under the wings of every experience, even what we perceive as bad. When my sister and I were grieving, losing Mom, both of us kind of looked at each other at the same time in the midst of what most people would consider utter darkness and say, isn't this delicious? This is absolutely part of life. This is absolutely a mirror image of how much we love each other. To lose this wonderful woman and to cry this hard, to feel this bad, is so delicious because it's such a rich part of life. I don't want to avoid any of it. And that brought up a whole new idea.
We could bring that whole idea that you have also, in the midst of surgeries and healings and problems that showed up, you lost both of your parents in the last year.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And how can I call this delicious? How can I embrace this?
I've been with you, and I know you, and I know how you are, and you do embrace your pain. And sometimes I have been with you, and you said, here's what we need to do. We need to have a purging. So tell people about your philosophy of having a good old-fashioned purging.
Oh, I love to purge. The purge is a wonderful tool to use when I can't sing my way out of a funk. I can't pray my way or meditate my way out of a bad mood. If I feel, oh my God, I've got to go through chemo again, whatever shall I do, and I can't bring myself out of it any other way, it's time for a purge. And what the purge looks and feels like is after I have sung for a little bit, and however I can express my breath from the pit of my gut, and for your listeners, what that feels like is to hiss, H-S-S-S. And as I use my teeth as a resistance to push against, I can feel my stomach muscles contract. It's those muscles that I purge from. So hissing is an ultimate warm-up to get myself started. So once again, even for this process, I'm in my body and out of my mind. Because as I start saying, I hate chemotherapy, I hate cancer, myself forgetting it, something comes up that I don't even have a clue I'm still hanging on to, and that's an awareness. Oh, I still think it's my fault. Isn't that interesting? Now, I know I don't really hate myself. I know that I don't like the word hate, but when I use that word with as much H, ha, as possible from the center part of my body, it stirs things up that I don't even know I'm hanging on to consciously. Then, I'm probably crying by now, right? But I'm hating and fussing and fuming and yelling and crying and all that stuff on purpose as a meditation, on purpose. Then,
people, this sounds crazy. This
I know. That's why
totally
I do
insane.
It.
I have done it with you.
It's
and
amazing.
So as interesting as it sounds to have someone who is willing to cry with the depth of their soul and to
and say, I hate this.
Out,
it's crazy.
Empty it out. Empty it out. Recognize all those dark shadows.
Then go through
because once
it
the dark shadows
to
have
heal
been recognized.
It. Absolutely.
They've been brought
and
to
for,
the light.
Then, Pat, of course, the next thing is give you four. So guess what? I forgive chemotherapy. I forgive cancer. I forgive myself for whatever was my part in contracting it. Even if I don't believe it, even if I think I'm just giving lip service to it, even if I'm still damned angry, the minute I say I forgive, something in my body shifts. And an awareness fills in the holes I created when I purged out, I hate you for. By saying it with that much breath, I'm literally physically spewing out those feelings from the gut. Now there's a hole. Now there's an emptiness. When I say I forgive you for those same things, it fills in those voids. It fills in those holes with loving energy and, at the very least, potential. Then the awareness comes through. Then the understanding of, oh, that's why this happened. Oh, now I get it. Then the miracles happen because I have cleaned myself out of something that's holding me back. The purge is such a delightfully wonderful exercise that gives me something to do when I can't do it any other way. And then that clearing opens up all kinds of miraculous possibilities.
So one of the recommendations you made is to do this in the car so nobody sees you?
Absolutely. Preferably when you're not driving.
Right.
Absolutely.
If you do this at home and somebody sees you, they will think you have lost your mind completely. So you can go to the car, close the door, you can bang on the steering wheel, and you can pop your heart out and nobody will know.
I can't tell you how many times I went and sat by the river in my van and just blubbered like a baby. I mean, it's a wonderful, peaceful place being in your own car.
So then after the purge and after the forgiveness, then you can move back into that place of acceptance and of peace.
Yeah, you really don't have a choice. It kind of happens for you because of the purge, I believe.
Yes, yes. It's awesome. So I have experienced that with you, several of these healing modalities with you. And what I know is that you have a powerful message to bring and that you bring it in such a way that people of all ages and crossing all religious lines, there is no, this isn't going to appeal to the Catholic or the Baptist or the Buddhist. This is a trans-denominational appeal because the things you're teaching us about are really like this radio program, teaching us about how to be alive to thrive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And how to be healthy through cancer. What a concept, you know, the same kind of idea. How do you be alive to thrive when you might be facing a terminal illness? When my dad was sick on his way out, I almost dared him to tell me, how does the now moment feel now, Daddy? And he spoke to me in his thoughts because he couldn't move his mouth anymore, Pat, I swear to God. And I heard through his thought, the sky is still blue. The sun is still bright. The grass is still green. It's still a beautiful day. Here and now, it's still okay. And it's like, damn, Dad, you're right. And he was on his way out, which is the ultimate healing, as we know. So how can we live to the fullest the day before we die to appreciate where I am right now in the fullest moment? Exactly.
Even in the clouds, the sky is blue and the sun is shining.
Exactly. Somewhere. Yeah. Isn't that remarkable?
Not many people who are listening to this program, who may be based in St. Louis, who may know me through the Radiance Center in Belleville, or who may have met Lauren Lane Powell along the way in her many journeys. Lauren has been speaking and teaching in the Unity community, oh, that's a good sound, for many years, and singing as a guest musician around the country. She is such a tremendous talent. And not only have I had the opportunity to know Lauren, but to also know her sister, who sings some of the most beautiful harmony with her and has written some fantastic songs of her own. So tell us a little bit, just a smidgen, about Kristen Hartnagel.
Oh, I could hardly wait. My best friend on the planet. She is 3.5 years younger than I am. She was singing with me as soon as she came out of the womb. The harmonies that come through sisters is a natural phenomenon, I understand. But the way we love each other and the way we love to perform together is palatable. She has her own business in that she teaches people how to use the powers of thought and the 12 powers of spirituality to heighten their business practice, to be more productive. She has a wonderful outreach in her own right for her singing as well as her coaching, and is happily married, has 2 grown kids that are just absolutely wonderful. And because my sister and I are on the same page spiritually, we are also spirit sisters, which is something to marvel at, because our family dynamic is so incredibly healed from where we came. And we can both look back and say, wow, aren't we blessed that we have arrived here where we are from where we were? And we know what we've done to get there through these spiritual tools, through these processes that we're all still working with Evolving Through. And it's just, it's a perfect demonstration of how the laws work, how the laws of love and forgiveness work, as to how our family is so strong and coming together. And my sister is a big, big part of that.
Well, I have had the pleasure, along with a few other people, musicians around the New Thought Movement, to spend time in Mexico with you and your sister and her family. I was privileged to meet your dad and his wife, Marianne. I was privileged to hang out with your mom. We had a ball shopping in Mexico. So what I saw was two girls who were wounded by a divorce as young teenagers, who had healed all those wounds with the entire family, and we could all sit at the Italian restaurant and be okay.
Oh, my God. Not only be okay, but laugh our butts off and having so much fun. I want to make sure your listeners got it, stepmom and my mom, all of us together laughing, having fun, sharing memories. It's phenomenal, phenomenal.
Yes, that was one of Roy Fisher's retreats, and many of us were blessed over the years to go to Playa del Carmen, Mexico, with the Contemporary Spiritual Arts Ministry. So we have had quite a bit of experience together. Is there a little bit that you would like to share with us? We're just a few minutes before the close of the program. So is there a summary about what's going on in your life that and ways people can reach you?
Just to keep a look out on the website, harmoniesofhealing.com, and on the Facebook page, both Harmonies of Healing and Lauren Lane Powell is my timeline. And what I will ask your listeners to do, and I ask my own friends and family to do, is knowing I'm going through chemotherapy a third time, is to check your own feelings, check your own vibration. Is there fear in there for me? How would you feel if you were facing this a third time? And is there something right now that you can do to heal that, to bridge the gap between wellness and peace? And just some food for thought. For me, it took about the 2 weeks from the first diagnosis to when I was actually in surgery to spend on my own making peace with modern medicine. I didn't even know what that looked like, but that was absolutely a must because I had so much disdain for it before. And how can I go into surgery feeling so much distrust for modern medicine? So that was my first awareness of how deep I had the honor of forgiving in order to make this process work for me.
Well, you have been a very visible example to the many, many people around the country who have known and loved you as a performer, as a physician, as a teacher, as a good friend. You have been one of those shining examples that makes all of us turn and ask ourselves within how, why, and yet we know there is never an answer to the why question, except there is a divine purpose. And so if we can believe that there's a divine purpose for everything under heaven, then we can trust the process for Lauren and for anyone who has experienced cancer. So let me take this last minute and say once again, thank you so much, Lauren, for being on the show with me today. The name of the program is Alive to Thrive. It is on the air Central Time, noon to 1 o'clock every Friday afternoon. The normal host is Brenda Fraser, who interviews authors and interesting people in all necks of the woods. And today, I have been your guest host. My name is Reverend Pat Powers, and we're going to exit with one more of the songs that I believe you'll love from Lauren Lane Powell called Some May Tell You.
Woohoo!